On Saturday, in the aftermath of the hostage situation, FBI agent Matt DiSarno spoke to reporters in Texas.
Today's result, which was four safe hostages and the situation resolved, was really a result of a long day of hard work by nearly 200 law enforcement officers.
There are so many questions about what happened, including how the congregants even escaped. But Mark says that other details about the hostage taker are beginning to emerge.
Faisal Akram is a resident of Great Britain, grew up there, and was, according to his family, someone who had suffered from considerable mental health challenges over the years, was also someone who was deeply emotionally involved in the case of a convicted terrorist who is imprisoned in Fort Worth, serving an 86-year federal prison term for her role in trying to kill U.S. soldiers and FBI agents in Afghanistan, where she was captured. Akram has sort of taken up her cause and wanted her released. And that seemed to be his fixation, his obsession. Throughout the 11 hours, he pushed for her release, which he thought members of the synagogue somehow would have the power to effect.
So tell me more about what transpired during those 11 hours, what it was like for the people who were hostages in that synagogue.
You know, it sounds, from the few accounts that we've heard so far, it sounds like it was a relatively calm 11 hours. There were certainly periods where the intruder was aggressive, angry, he was ranting.
I am going to die. Okay, don't cry for me. Okay, don't cry for me.
This was evidently a man who was off. He ranted, he raved. A lot of what he said didn't make a whole lot of sense. When he did make sense, it was primarily a series of grievances calling for the release of this prisoner. And he had all kinds of conspiracy notions about Jews, about their control of the world. He seemed to believe that there was a chief rabbi somewhere in the United States who could get the prisoner released and who had all kinds of political power. He believed that the Jews had brought about the capture of Siddiqui, the woman in prison. So he had these sort of stereotypical views, conspiratorial notions about Jewish power. And yet at times he was kind and humane in his conversations with the rabbi and others, with the negotiators from the FBI. He would talk about the fact that the people he was holding hostage seemed to him to be kind and good people. They sort of got along at various points. And then at other points, he became frustrated and angry and impatient. And it was really the mounting of that anger that led the rabbi and the other hostages to plan and then effect their escape.